It is the fourth hour of Three Man Front. We're going to talk to Brad Beard coming up, an outstanding book that has just been released, The Saban Era, Alabama Crimson Tide Football Domination, 2007 through 2023. He is going to join us momentarily. Bill Clark is going to join us in studio. Coach Bill Clark, the famed head coach at Jacksonville State, also Prattville High School, most recently the UAB Blazers. He's going to join us in studio. We have a special announcement that we're going to make with Coach Bill Clark coming up at the bottom of the hour.
And we're going to bring on he has written the book, The Saban Era. This is a very comprehensive look at Alabama Crimson Tide football domination during the Saban Era from 2007 through 2023. And Brad joins us here on the show, and all of our guests join us on the Buyer's Right Hotline. Brad, happy football season. Welcome into Three Man Front.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me.
This book is comprehensive, in-depth, to say the least. Number one, just when we have copies sitting right here in front of us, it's a hardback. This thing is, I guess the best way to describe it would be it's smaller than the size of what you would get with your Encyclopedia Britannicas back in the day, if you remember those. But just the amount of information, stats that's in this book, from 2007, all obviously through last year in the final game of the Saban era, very, very impressive. I want to ask you, what compelled you to write this book, to put all of this out there, not only for Alabama football fans, but for college football fans alike?
Well, first, I appreciate the kind words. A lot of work went into it, and there's nothing better than hearing people enjoy it and like it, so I appreciate you saying that. I think, you know, several years ago, I was just thinking about how dominant things have been. And inside my head, I was just thinking, you know, this has been great. I know we've had lots of great seasons, and, I knew some of the things off the top of my head, but I wanted to kind of get the big picture. So I put a spreadsheet together and listed all the games and all the rankings and scores and everything, and I just started looking through it saying, my gosh, this is just unbelievable, and I could slice and dice that data in a million different ways, and I just had a blast doing that. So I added NFL draftees to the list and started listing out how many first-rounders and how many players, and that was fun as well, and it really just exploded from there. I was really originally just thinking, you know, I'll put a book together for myself so I'll have some data and I can enjoy it. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, I thought, you know, other people really might like this book. And that's when I decided I've got to be thorough and this thing's got to be perfect and I've got to include everything I can think of.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's 481 pages long. So I've got so many different questions that I'm going to ask you because this is one of the most in-depth books I've ever seen in college football history. Was there one particular, maybe a couple of things that when you were putting this project together that really stood out to you, that you watching all those years of Alabama football under Nick Saban, that maybe when it was happening, you didn't realize, but once you started putting the project together, it was kind of the clouds lifted and you were able to see the sunlight and go, wow, I cannot believe that happened. Was there one or two facts or figures that popped out to you during this book project?
There were a ton of those, and this book is full of them. And every time I proofread or go through it, I feel like I find more. It's really unbelievable. But just to highlight a few, I mean, it's easy to think of going back, but 16 straight 10-win seasons. The last time they played every SEC team, they won. 30-3 against former assistant coaches. I think it's incredible that many assistant coaches went on to be head coaches afterwards. So that's an interesting stat in and of itself. But to be 30-3 against the guys who knew him the best and who knew his secrets and his MO. Just phenomenal. I mean, I could go on and on, but you know, some of those are phenomenal to me.
Brad, and this is Brad Beard. He is the author of a very impressive book, The Saban Era, Alabama Crimson Tide Football Domination, 2007 through 2023. Brad, when you look at this book and people say, well, there's other books out there about Nick Saban. There's others that have talked about the dynasty that he built there in Tuscaloosa. So what would you tell people who asked you, all right, Brad, what separates your book from any other Saban book that's out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of good content out there. This one, I think, is different because it allows the reader to relive every single game. There's a write-up of every single game, and they can pick a game or two that they remember they went to or had a good time, enjoyed. They can look at the summary, and it brings back memories. They can look at it from a season perspective. They can read the whole thing and enjoy it like I have the entire era. But it has really everything in there. It's not just the game summaries. It's the stats for every game, for the season, player stats, coaches. There's a huge coaching carousel, and that was hard for him to, I'm sure, restart every time. And I had a hard time keeping up with coaches at times. So I listed the coaches out, the recruits, rosters, transfers, season stats, awards, honors, NFL, everything. To me, this is the most comprehensive book I've seen. And there's, like you said, 480, three pages with the contents and all that. It's actually 500, and it's the max I could make. But there's almost 600 references at the end. So it's as thorough and complete and comprehensive as you can get.
Yeah, not only do you have – go ahead. I'm sorry, Brett.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to say that I think it's also very well organized with all that data. It's pretty easy, to find what you need and what you're looking for, and I'm really proud of that, because that's so much data. It's hard to search for, but I think it's a pretty good format.
No, it's beautiful, and the way that you lay it out, it makes it very reader friendly. Because I'm looking at this. Here's just a prime example. If you open the book, and I just randomly opened it to a page, this would have been September 26th of 2009, Alabama, then ranked number 3 versus Arkansas. And it details Bobby Petrino's first visit to Tuscaloosa as a head coach. Alabama open conference play by winning the game after a scoreless first quarter consisted of 6 punts, 2 big touchdown plays, had the tied up 14-0 at the half. The first was a 52-yard run by Trent Richardson, capping a 6-play, 86-yard drive. I could go on and on, but that's a great example. Not only is it a recap, but it's a very good encapsulation of what was happening, and it's going to take college football fans like me and Pat and others that read this book. It's nostalgia, and it takes you back, and you might forget some of these, whether it's head coaches or players that were playing during that time, and it really brings back a lot of great memories. I think you did a wonderful job of putting that in there.
I really appreciate that.
All right, so you've got to tell us, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of this book? I know that there's probably several options, but tell them the best way and the easiest way to find it.
Okay, yeah. So I put together a website called thesabanarrow.com, and that'll be fluid with places where you can purchase it. You can purchase it directly. New Life Art has been so kind in Hoover, Daniel Moore's gallery, where you can purchase it from there in-store or online. And actually, so the next batch will come out August 15th. And if you pre-order online through New Life Art, you'll receive a 10% discount. And then for those in Tuscaloosa, Bama Stuff will also have it. And hopefully more in the future. But again, thesabanarrow.com will list everybody that will.
Brad, this is great stuff. Thank you for the copies of the book. I'm not going to say that I've read it all. I haven't, but I've read a lot of it. And this is very unique, very interesting. And I think that's going to be interesting to Alabama fans and college football fans alike. Thanks for joining us here on the show. And we will make sure that we get the word around about the book and how people can order it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys for having me so much. I'm very appreciative and grateful. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Brad, thank you. Brad Beard, The Saban Era. Once again, thesabanarrow.com is where you can find all the different outlets and ways that you can obtain this very impressive book.
When we come back on Three Man Front, Coach Bill Clark is going to join us in studio. We're going to talk a little football with Coach, as always, but we also have a very special announcement with Bill Clark.
Dun,
that's
dun,
coming
dun.
Up next, right here on Three Man Front.